All right, thank you for joining me. Open your Bible to Leviticus chapter 12. The title of today's lesson is Laws of Motherhood. Wherever you may be getting this podcast, give it a like, give it a subscribe, and pass the word. Let people know that there's a brother out here who goes through books of the Bible, verse by verse. You can find this podcast wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, we're on Amazon, iHeart. We're on a couple other places that I don't even remember. And don't forget that you can go to our Buzzsprout page, buzzsprout.com/Berean's Corner. Also, our YouTube page, Berean's Corner. There in the description page, you can find everywhere that we can be found, and you can just click the links there and it will take you right to it. Now, let's get into our lesson. Leviticus chapter 12. Let's read.
Leviticus 12. The Lord said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, a woman who becomes pregnant and gives birth to a son will be ceremonially unclean for 7 days, just as she is unclean during her monthly period. On the 8th day, the boy is to be circumcised. Then the woman must wait 33 days to be purified from her bleeding. She must not touch anything sacred or go to the sanctuary until the days of her purification are over. If she gives birth to a daughter, for 2 weeks the woman will be unclean as during her period. Then she must wait 66 days to be purified from her bleeding. When the days of her purification for a son or daughter are over, she is to bring to the priest at the entrance to the tent of meeting a year-old lamb for a burnt offering and a young pigeon or a dove for a sin offering. He shall offer them before the Lord to make atonement for her, and then she will be ceremonially clean from her flow of blood. These are the regulations for the woman who gives birth to a boy or a girl. If she cannot afford a lamb, she is to bring 2 doves or 2 young pigeons, one for a burnt offering and the other for a sin offering. In this way, the priest will make atonement for her, and she will be clean."
All right, now today's chapter is actually not a long lesson. There's only 8 verses, but as always, we will dive right into it. Now, the last time we were together, we looked at the laws of animals for food. That was a more lengthy chapter, and it was giving Israel the do's and don'ts of what they were and were not to eat. We looked at the clean and unclean animals, but today we look at the laws of motherhood. Now, I have broke this down into 7 parts. Part 1, the law for a woman having a male child. We see this in verses 1 through 2. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, when a woman gives birth and bears a male child, then she shall be unclean for 7 days. As in the days of her menstruation, she shall be unclean." So we see that the Lord told Moses that this is what is to be followed if she has a male child. The boys had to be circumcised. In part 2, we see this and we look at verse 3. "And on the 8th day, the flesh of his foreskin had to be circumcised." So we know that that was a custom that was given to Israel, that when a male child was born, on the 8th day, he had to be circumcised. They had to cut the foreskin off. We move to part 3. The mother will remain in her purification for 33 days. Notice verse 4. "Then she shall remain in the blood of her purification for 33 days. She shall not touch any consecrated thing, nor enter the sanctuary until the days of her purification are completed." So this was another statute that had to be followed. So kind of like in our time, you know, a female goes to the hospital, she gives birth, and if she's lucky, she will be in the hospital for 24 or 36 hours. Now, back in the 70s, when I was born, a mother was in the hospital for 7 days. I felt like they took better care of mothers back then to be sure everything was fine. But in Israel's time, if she had a male child, she had to stay out for 33 days. It wasn't only because she had to be taken care of, but it was because she had to be cleansed of her purification. Remember, that even when a child is born, that there is still bloodshed, bloodshed from the mother and bloodshed on the child. So this had to be followed. So she had to stay in her purification for 33 days after having a male child. Now we move on to part four. When she gave birth to a daughter, the time was doubled. Notice verse five. But if she bears a female child, then she shall be unclean for 2 weeks, as in her menstruation, and she shall remain in the blood of her purification for 66 days. Now, the time here was doubled. Now, when she had a male child, it was 33 days of her purification. But with a female child, it was 66 days. And when I dug into this, they said that the reason why that the time was doubled was because she's having a daughter, and one day that daughter will have a menstruation and she will be in her uncleanness. So she had to do the 33 days for herself and then the 33 days for her daughter. Whereas when she had a son, she only had to do the 33 days. Part five. When her purification was over, rather for a son or daughter, she had to be, excuse me, she had to present a burnt offering and a sin offering. We see this in verse six. When the days of her purification are completed for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring to the priest at the doorway of the tent of meeting a 1 year old lamb for a burnt offering and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering. So now that her time is up, she's ready to come back into the tabernacle. She had to bring her burnt and her sin offering. Part six, the woman was cleansed from her flow of blood with her offering. Notice verse seven. Then she shall offer it before the Lord and make atonement for her, and she shall be cleansed from the flow of her blood. This is the law for her who bears a child, whether a male or a female. So now the time is up, and now she is coming to be purified herself. And then part seven, there was a substitute if the woman could not afford a lamb. Verse eight, but if she cannot afford a lamb, then she shall take two turtle doves or two young pigeons, the one for a burnt offering and the other for a sin offering. And the priest shall make atonement for her, and she shall be clean. Now, a lot of this where we're talking about this discharge of blood, you stick in there with me till we get to chapter 15 of Leviticus, and it's going to make more sense when it talks about male and female discharges. These are some hard, strange chapters that we're going through, but the beauty in this is that we see that things had to be holy before a holy God. This is what he called to be done, and this is what he called holy and unholy. And remember, the things that he calls holy, we call holy, and what he calls unclean, we call unclean. All right, people, that brings us to the end of Leviticus chapter 12. The next time we are together, Lord's willing, we will be looking at Leviticus 13, the test for leprosy. That's all for now. God bless.